I think the wrong message has been in play since Wednesday. And I think the fact that our mayor in the city has been in on it too, I think that's disturbing. And I think a lot of it has to do with votes. We'll get into plenty of that as well.
I'm just glad he was able to get the number for Little League International, Ramos.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
And make sure we all knew about it too.
Yeah.
He's Luke Collier. Used to play for the Brewers, the Rockies, among others, in Major League Baseball. Now a big figure in youth baseball here in Chicago. Runs the Lou Collier Baseball Association. Lou, thanks for joining the program today.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
So I guess I'll just start with you here. Your reaction on pretty much everything and how it has played out since Wednesday when this decision was made. You are very familiar with these teams and these programs. And I guess I'll just ask for your general reaction on everything that's happened in the last few days.
My initial thought, I don't watch much news. I don't watch much of that stuff. You know, I learned that when I played the game that negativity sells. And, you know, so I try to avoid those things and try to use my own judgment and opinions, you know, when stuff come out. But initially when I heard it, you know, I received some phone calls about the team being stripped of their championship and things like that, you know. And it kind of shocked me, but it didn't, because it was allegations before with them digging into, you know, investigating about, you know, kids playing outside of the boundaries. So really my first thought was, you know, wow, this is going to get crazy. And, you know, a lot of different opinions about what and why. But, you know, the main factor to me was the fact that those boys, you know, played the game the right way, and they worked their butts off, and they earned everything that they got, and that's going to be overshadowed by technicalities.
Lou, what kind of conversations, you know, in your work with youth baseball, do you have with parents and with kids about boundaries, about, you know, what rules have to be followed in order for a team to be, I don't know, legit or fairly competitive, however it works in the league?
Well, you know, I don't know much about the Little League rules and boundaries. You know, we play travel ball, so there's no boundaries or rules to abide by. So I don't really know the rules and boundaries and the technicality of those things. But we do teach our kids, you know, we're going to follow whichever rules that we have to follow, in whatever league that we play in or whatever tournament that we play in, that we're going to follow the, you know, whatever rules there are, and we're going to have great sportsmanship. We're going to respect the umpires. We're going to respect, you know, the other players and stuff like that. So those are the type of things that I teach my kids and talk to my parents about, you know, that's in my organization.
Lou, when, you know, being from the suburbs, I see there's a lot of opportunity for kids out where I grew up to be able to play all types of different sports. There's so many different teams. But I wanted you to kind of touch on a little bit just on how there's not as many options for these kids. And so we're starting to see parents kind of figuring out that if this is a way for their kid to get an opportunity, not only to play on a great program, but also maybe further down the line to get a scholarship, that you see parents that will take this risk because they're looking out for their kids as they feel.
Yeah, first of all, you know, like I know, parents want the best for their kids. And, you know, with the limited situations and the way things are, you know, they looking for the best opportunities. So, you know, if it was a situation where, you know, a parent might have been looking for a better situation, some more exposure for the kids, and they took advantage of it, you know, I think it's more so of that due to the fact that it is limited quality programs and programs, period, throughout the city and suburbs. So that's happening a lot. You know, it's very limited, especially for African-American players and parents. There's not much to, you know, put their kids, you know, get them into. And then not much quality stuff to where they can really learn and get the exposure and different things like that.
He's Lou Collier. He runs the Lou Collier Baseball Association, working with inner city youth here in Chicago and giving them a chance to play baseball. And Lou, will give you a chance to explain a little bit more about the association in a minute here. But I think one of the big things that's been in play here since Wednesday is sort of this dynamic with the how to treat the children here in this situation in terms of letting them know that, hey, everything you guys did on the field, you earned that. You hit those home runs. You scored those runs. All that stuff happened. You deserve credit for that. However, there's still also a lesson to be learned here going forward in your life and why you have to play by the rules, even though you weren't the ones that cheated here. Some of the adults were. I guess my question to you is, how would you handle that the last few days? Because it's certainly sort of a slippery slope.
Yeah. First of all, I know all of these kids personally. I've worked with them periodically. I know their parents. So I know that these kids are getting that message. Not for one second do I think that the parents are trying to sweep it under the rug and say that, you know, that they didn't play a part in, you know, in the events that happened to them. I think that they are explaining to them what happened and the reasons why, and they're not trying to really sugarcoat it. I think that the media is, you know what I mean, is what they're putting out is making it seem that way. But I know that the players and the parents are very good people and good parents in raising their kids. So I don't think that message is not being relayed to those kids. Those kids are smart, you know, very good students, very good players, and I really think they understand maybe not fully the impact, you know, of what's going on. But I do think they understand that something was wrong, and they know that they can't bend rules or, you know, not obey the rules. You know what I'm saying? So I think that message has been explained to them.
That's good news. Lou, appreciate you joining us. Why don't you, how can parents or kids who are interested in playing get involved with you this summer as they're kicking up baseball again?
Yeah, they can follow me on Facebook at Lou Collier Baseball, Lou Collier Baseball Stars, or they can go to LCBA Lou on Twitter, or they can go to my website at loucollierbaseball.com. Different information, they can get my contact information. We pretty much do everything, infield clinics, hidden clinics. We got teams. We have like 8 teams this year, from ages 10 to 16. So we're just trying to supply, you know, another opportunity for kids to learn baseball the right way and have opportunity to play it at the next level.
Lou, thanks so much for your time and really appreciate your perspective on all this.
All right. Thank you.
All right. It's Lou Collier. And again, that's loucollierbaseball.com for more on his program and some really good stuff there at the end, hearing from that he knows these kids, he knows these families, and he does believe that behind the scenes that they are getting the right message to these kids. And there's, unfortunately, every time they get in front of a microphone with some of the city's finest people that can't shut up, right, it doesn't come out that way.
No, it doesn't.
And it's not the media has played a role in it this week, but it's not so much the media, it's the guys that are calling these press conferences.